This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. In the wake of the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam in Kashmir, which claimed 26 lives, the Indian Armed Forces have launched a decisive and targeted response, Operation Sindoor, today. Conducted post-midnight, this operation struck 9 terrorist infrastructures in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where attacks against India have been planned and directed. In a statement, the Ministry of Defense emphasized that the action was focused, measured, and non-escalatory, with no Pakistani military facilities targeted. The ministry described these strikes as focused, measured, and non-escalatory, aimed at terrorist infrastructure linked to groups such as Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that Indian armed forces have scripted history by displaying their valor and courage during Operation Sindoor. He said the armed forces acted with precision, alertness and sensitivity under the operation and destroyed the set target as per the planned strategy. Mr. Singh said this while speaking at a function in New Delhi today. The minister also said that the armed forces have shown sensitivity by ensuring that no civilian population is affected during the operation. Mr. Singh said, India has exercised its right to respond for conducting Operation Sindoor and the action was initiated in a very thoughtful and measured manner. He said, the Operation Sindoor was launched to eliminate terrorists and their nefarious design and this action was limited to their camps and other infrastructure.
हमारी सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर लॉन्च करके पहले की तरह ही इस बार भी आतंकियों को ट्रेनिंग देने वाले कैंप्स को तबाह करके करारा जवाब दिया है। भारत ने अपनी सरजमी पर हुए हमले का जवाब देने के लिए अपने राइट टू रेस्पॉन्ड का इस्तेमाल किया है और हमारी यह कार्रवाई बेहद सोच समझकर सधे हुए तरीके से की गई है। आतंकियों के हौसले पस्त करने के उद्देश्य से यह कार्रवाई महज उनके कैंप्स और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तक ही सीमित रखी गई है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the armed forces for successfully conducting Operation Sindoor. He was briefing the Union Cabinet in New Delhi for carrying out the operation. Sources said the Prime Minister briefed them about the retaliatory action after the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Modi was constantly monitoring the Operation Sindoor throughout the night. He was also lauded by the Union ministers during the meeting. Meanwhile, the government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The world community has shown solidarity with India after the Indian armed forces carried out Operation Sindoor. Israel has extended its support to India's right to defend itself from terrorism. The ambassador of Israel to India, Reuven Azar, posted on X that Israel supports India's right to self-defense. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova stated that Russia resolutely condemns acts of terrorism, opposes all manifestations of it, and emphasizes the need for global cooperation to effectively combat this evil. Japanese Foreign Minister, while reaffirming Japan's firm stance against terrorism, urged both countries to exercise restraint. Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdullah Rahman bin Jassim Al-Thani spoke with India's Foreign Minister and reaffirmed Doha's commitment to find a concerted solution through peaceful means. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed hope that the tension ends soon. The civil defense mock drills was conducted across 244 districts of the country today. The civil defense exercise involved active participation from the district controller, various district authorities and other stakeholders. In Arunachal Pradesh, also the civil defense mock drills was held at 5 districts including Itanagar Capital Region. In Tawang, the mock drill organized under the supervision of the district administration was carried out at 4 designated incident sites in the town. The exercise witnessed enthusiastic participation from key stakeholders including the district police, fire brigade, health department, Indian Army, SSB, ITBP, NDRF, NCC cadets and NSS volunteers. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.